the banjo sounds of Matthew Mole in the background. It's Radio Life and Style. And it's the 1st of April. No April Fool's jokes, I promise. Only Seaweed Steve is corny enough to give you any of those on the morning radio show. If you got his jab about Donald Trump taking up surfing and you spat your coffee out, don't worry. It's not serious. Although, you know, it wouldn't surprise me, actually, if that was a news headline. A man who does keep his eyes on international affairs and, of course, things on the local scene. Gavin Steinable, attorney at law from Kloppers Inc., is in the house, and he's got coffee in hand as well. Gavin, welcome back for a Wednesday. How you doing?
Thanks, Mike. Always good to see you.
Great to have you. Did you catch the surf report this morning?
No, I didn't.
Apparently, yeah, no, Donald Trump was taking part in his first ever surfing competition on a soft top surfboard. Made his way down to Australia, according to our usually very reliable surf reporter, Seaweed Steve. But yes. He let the cat out the bag. It was his April Fool's joke.
Human beings are brilliant dealing with all sorts of traumas with humor. And humor is always a good one.
Yeah, sure. I'm telling you what. Well, there were.
You have to laugh. I mean, you have to laugh at a lot of what we see and hear. And, with these upright walking apes just doing our best. And
there is something to be said for that. And I think South Africans in general are pretty advanced in our ability to find humor in the most interesting of situations.
Normally when there's some major catastrophe, there's a joke hot on the heels of the catastrophe, whether it be the explosion of the Challenger, for instance. I remember NASA need another 7 astronauts and so forth. And, you know, there's always a chuckle, and I think it's just the way it's like a pressure cooker. It's just humor is a wonderful release valve, and also another thing humor does. It's quite often what's funny about a meme or a joke is there's a little kernel of truth there that would be difficult to discuss without disarming the situation with a smile and a laugh, but that awakens something in people, and then they start realizing that, you know, the emperor has no clothes. You know, that's a wonderful story. You know, it always just takes somebody to notice something, and then you go, well, hang on, this doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense. And maybe we change. And one thing human beings have done, you know, since the dawn of mankind is they have changed. You know, we've changed our rules, we've changed our ethics, we've changed the way we do things, we've changed our technology. And change always comes from somebody noticing something and that rippling through the species and improving the way we do things and the way we live. And ultimately what we're trying to do as human beings is really just get to a point where everybody has a better life, you know, just to increase the quality of life for all people. And that's supposedly what governments are supposed to be helping us do, and you know, and not dragging us into wars, and probably not stealing all our taxes, and you know, and you know, our government's got a lot to answer for. There's 30 years of you know, improvement that should have happened, and so, you know, these are all things that people ask themselves, and that leads to change. And you know, we got to change our ways of doing and our modes of thinking, and make sure that we end up, you know, for the next 30 years, improving the standard of living of everybody in this country.
Hey, well, that embrace of change and that that optimistic tone, I think, is something that if we can hang on to throughout 2026. It's been already an interesting couple of months.
I've been banging on about change is coming, Mike. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. You know, change, when it seems impossible, becomes inevitable. And I think that, you know, if you just look at, you know, things globally and locally, change is coming. And I think it's going to be a positive change. I definitely think my entire life, the Middle East has been a hot pot and a mess. And there's been constant strife there. And I think we're looking at an era that's coming where the Middle East comes into its own. And, you know, if you look at the United Arab Emirates, for instance, you look at Dubai and so forth, I mean, what they've done in the 50 years since the mullahs took over Iran is quite spectacular. You know, if you look at relative to Iran that became regressive as a society, I think that the Middle East is opening up, and, you know, it's a wonderful part of the world, and it should be part of the greater world's economy, and it is. And that's the sort of future that one wants. You know, you want this sort of regularization of relations in the Middle East. These Abraham Accords were a very good idea, and I'm hoping that it'll be followed through on. So possibly that gets resolved. You know, in our country, we've had a learning curve of our nascent democracy, but I think we need to clean house and get back to our core values as South Africans. I think South Africans are way more conservative than people realize.
Yeah.
And that we want basics. We want honest government. We want good services. We want efficiency. You know, the days of being a crook in government are numbered now, because I think the public is sick and tired of it, and we're not going to vote for it.
Well, the polls are looming not far away, and we'll be able to see when the next round of elections comes, if there is really this the sea change that's needed. And fingers crossed, because as you say, change it's the only thing that's really constant, isn't it?
Yeah, well, mercifully, you know, otherwise we'd all still be in caves.
Well, listen, from caves to data centers, because I'm seeing more and more headlines about big international investors eyeing up South Africa and South African real estate and tracts of land for what they hope will be the establishment of more and more of these massive operations, these power-hungry data centers, to run 24/7 and to keep the growth of cloud computing and AI advances rolling around the world. Is this something that that you're keeping an eye on as well?
Not particularly, but I think Ray Kurzweil's sort of singularity when it comes to the AI. I think it's arrived, and I think it's going to change everything. It's certainly changed what I do already. You know, I've my ability to generate agreements that make sense and deal with all the legal issues that need to be dealt with is much enhanced by the fact that I can run things through the AI now.
Mm.
And I'm saving a lot of time, and I think the quality of the work is even better. So, you know, these are things that I'm just seeing in my profession, but I'd imagine it ripples throughout any job that you do in the world. And the demand for data centers is just going to be exponential, because I think that it's going to be very difficult to even exist in this world without using AI at some level. So it makes sense. It's good for us in South Africa, because I'm sure that there's a lot of construction involved, and that's great for employment. There'll also be, obviously, permanent employees that run these data centers. And I think also there'll be a lot of energy solutions that they'll bring along with them, because it's imperative that they don't depend on the government for energy. And so those energy generation options that they're going to bring to this country will also benefit us. I see one of the centers is going to put up a big solar farm in the Free State, which is great, because they get a lot of sunshine.
Yeah.
And then it's going to pull from the grid wherever it is in Joburg, I think. And so you've got that sort of that private sector coming in. You know, whenever the private sector does something, it works, because otherwise people are going to lose money. Now, the government does something, they don't care if it loses money. So it's a good thing that the private sector is coming here, and that we're going to see these solutions. I know in America there's a lot of talk just about little local nuclear power stations, you know. It sounds outrageous.
Small nuclear power
stations. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it is actually a very safe form of energy, and technology has come a long way since Chernobyl and Kyoto. So I'd imagine that it can be safely done. I mean, Einstein showed us you can get a lot more energy out of an atom than you can out of burning a lump of coal. And so it makes sense from even an ecological point of view.
Well, I'm going to be watching with anticipation, because according to a fairly recent report in Daily Maverick, one of the biggest, in fact, SA's proposed biggest data center, it's going to be arriving, in fact, here, around the corner. Durban apparently is pressing ahead with plans to build a massive 400 megawatt artificial intelligence data center in partnership with a South Korean power consortium. It would be South Africa's biggest digital data center, But here's the thing. Burning up the equivalent of a staggering 25% of the city of Durban's current electricity supply if it goes ahead. So how they plan to balance that, that's going to be key to, I suppose, seeing if this thing...
Like, I can assure you that the people that are building this have their plans. You know, otherwise they wouldn't invest this amount of money.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that the last thing they know they can rely on would be Eskom. So I'd imagine that, that these things have been thought through. If it's a big project, there'll be a lot of planning that's gone into it, and a lot of contingencies have been thought about, and I'm pretty sure they got it covered.
Well, it's fascinating to me that this is becoming a thing, that you know we're being positioned as a sort of key provider of space for international data.
There's a couple of things. One is I think that land is relatively cheap.
Mm.
Compared to buying land in the States, for instance, or in Europe, especially Europe, so I think that's probably quite attractive. It doesn't matter where you have your data center because these things travel along the wires and the ether at this close to the speed of light, which goes around the world.
That's the thing.
A couple of times per second.
Although apparently there are some special, or some rather significant undersea cables that make their way around our tip of Africa.
Yeah.
And so tapping into those from a logistical point of view is quite advantageous for these guys.
Yeah, well, I wonder where it all goes. I know Elon Musk... and he does gallop ahead of everybody else, and he's already sort of apparently figured out that the right place to have data centers is on the moon.
On the moon, yes, yeah, much cooler, yeah. Much quieter.
you don't have a cooling problem because it's below zero. Secondly, that the it's situated closer to the sun, so your solar is stronger, your energy that you can generate. So yeah, hopefully we aren't building a bunch of data centers on Earth only to see them being eclipsed by Mr. Musk on the moon.
Well, hey, listen, nothing would surprise me in the next 10 years if that becomes a reality. But for now, here we are on the balmy KZN North Coast. Lots of visitors in town. The Easter weekend just ahead of us. Petrol and diesel, not so plentiful. If you were caught without at the empty pumps in the latter part of yesterday, I was quite interested to see how sort of everyone was taking it on.
I was on my way home, and what's happening at the service station? Just jam packed, all the roads leading in, and so forth. So, as any good sheep does, I joined the queue, and took me about 20 minutes to get to the pump. But you got a bit of peace of mind now. I've got a full tank, and Easter weekend's ahead of us. We are going away, so glad that I took the opportunity. But it's a strange thing because you can only really fill a tank of petrol. You can't put it on the back seat or on the roof. So yeah. It's basically just I don't know whether it'll run them dry. Because it is Easter weekend and they probably have got fairly good stocks.
Well, last night, a couple of filling stations that I checked out in Salt Rock were empty and were waiting for tankers to arrive after 10 o'clock or right by midnight.
Oh, well, I was 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you were sorted by that. But today I think stocks have been replenished to a large extent, and obviously the panic buying leading up to yesterday is now going to cool off. But it'll be interesting now to see what the next phase is, and I know with taxi fares set to go up and the ripple effects of all of that, it's interesting times ahead, no doubt, and it always is. But we will be keeping abreast of all local and international affairs and giving you a considered opinion from behind a cup of coffee on a Wednesday here. Gavin Steinoble is the man who keeps his finger on the pulse. And when it comes to matters of local legal import, Gavin, from your team at Kloppers Inc. down the road in Bolito Village, what is the best way to find you?
Probably best just to head down Sandra Road, and you'll see us in the Bolito Centre on the ground floor. We've got pretty prominent signage, and obviously the usual the website is probably the easiest place to glean email addresses and telephone numbers and so forth.
You just Google Klopper's Inc.
Klopper's Inc., yeah.
There you go. And look for the Bolito branch, because there's a few of them.
Yeah.
But Bolito is where you'll find Gavin Steinable, except not this weekend because he's away.
That's right.
Where are you going for Easter?
Well, no, I'm actually heading down the south coast. I've got a friend out from Australia who turned 60, so now I'm in the genre where I'm starting to go to 60th birthdays, Michael. You're probably going to 30ths and 40ths still, but I'm going to go to celebrate my mate's 60th birthday in Pennington, of all places.
It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, no, it'll be a goodie.
Well,
I don't know. You know, I think he's slowed down a little bit, but we'll see.
Well, you should take it slow as well. Save that petrol or diesel. Take it at a leisurely pace and make it back home safely.
Yeah,
we'll catch up on the other side of a long Easter weekend and see how April's shaping up on the Dolphin Coast. And I always look forward to a Wednesday, and I always look forward to the coffee. Thank you for
pleasure, Mike. I also look forward to your conversation.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, and you're about to hear this one. Keeping it local with the sound of Mikasa.